Welcome back to The Hat Trick, brought to you by cricketbetting.com. That's cricket-betting.com or cricket-betting.com, whichever way you want to use it. I'm your host, Ed Hawkins. This is the live weekly cricket betting show for the IPL, a hat trick of best bets, two games to follow. And we're asking questions about gods of the game this week. Is Virat Kohli a disaster for Royal Challengers Bangalore? And what on earth is Rohit Sharma doing for Mumbai Indians? Hint, we can give you one of the worst value bets. We can save you money as well as win you money this week on the hat trick. And it's the pick of the IPL bets on a very busy weekend. Some two cracking games. We've got double hat trick of bets for you for the following: Rajasthan Royals versus Royal Challengers Bangalore on Saturday, and Mumbai Indians versus Delhi Capitals on the Sunday. Our featured bookie this week is 1xBet. Manish is here for the stats angles. John Wright, the former odds compiler, is here to give you the insight on how the bookies do it. And Ben is looking at all the specials across 1xBet. Let's get going. Very easy question for you, Manish. I'm going to throw some stats at you. Virat Kohli on boundary percentage, strike rate, and average is below the mean benchmark, which analysts use to sort the wheat from the chaff when picking IPL players. He's consistently scoring too slowly. When are Royal Challengers Bangalore going to wake up and tell him to play a different way? Can he play a different way? And does he eventually cost them another chance at the IPL title? Go on, pick your way through that lot.
Yeah, so my first response to that would be if Kohli is the shaft, who is the wheat in RCB? I mean, it's really harsh to call it too slowly. He's scoring at 140 right now. And obviously, there is room for improvement. And I'll talk about the top order batsmen and why they score slowly as we go ahead. But I'm going to tell you an interesting fact. Chris Gayle, the all-time legendary T20 batsman, Kohli scores at a higher strike rate than him in international cricket at almost double the average. That's one. Second, in international cricket, he has better strike rate than Quinton de Kock, Brendan McCullum, and Martin Guptill. I mean, except from Sky and Maxwell, everybody above him are there and thereabouts. His record in chases and in one matches is very, very similar. And if you look at the top order batsmen, especially the openers so far in this tournament, everybody is thereabouts up at the strike rate of 140. Gill's inning yesterday, that put him slightly in a better number. But if you look at Phil Salt, David Warner, de Kock, all of them are there at 140 strike rate and have scored less runs than Kohli. One more interesting fact, we talked about boundaries, right? So Virat Kohli is the highest boundary scorer so far in this IPL. He has say 25 boundaries, including fours and sixes, and he's tied with Riyan Parag. So, I mean, there's a game going on at the field, and then there is a game going on in our heads, and we kind of confirm to what we believe is right, and we see only that. But as far as the stats are concerned, I think they don't look that bad. Obviously, there's a room for improvement, but I don't see RCB giving too much thought to Virat Kohli's form. And they should be thinking more about what other players are doing in the team.
Another fact for you, managed 0 wins for RCB and IPL. John,
You mean the
title
championship?
wins,
Yeah.
title wins. They,
Yes,
yeah,
yes, yes.
they, I've always
But
maintained that they'll never win the IPL until they until Virat Kohli's decided to hang up his gloves. John, are we at the sort of watershed moment then in T20? Because we're seeing teams in this tournament play different ways. KKR, SRH, who are going hell for leather, and it's working very well for KKR. You've got sides on the other side of the coin, like RCB, Lucknow to an extent, Gujarat, yes, who have picked Kane Williamson. That's already cost them a game against Punjab, and Kohli, a strike rate of 137 in the defeat versus Lucknow, meaning that players coming in have to score quicker. Where are you falling on the argument?
well, first of all, I'd like to say that, the RCB franchise are a shambles, and they've been a shambles for a long time. I mean, the auction, you know, they you know, when you look at when you, I know it's in the benefit of hindsight, but you look at the auction, look at the players they've brought in, what they needed. I mean, Virat Kohli, I don't think is RCB's problem. No, the major problem. The major problem is that, you know, their acquisition's been appalling. To pay 15 core for Cameron Green, I think was ridiculous, given what he did at MI last year. The rest of the, I mean, they were crying out for a spinner. I mean, the best spinner so far in the tournament, Glenn Maxwell. Glenn Maxwell's a he's a bit part spin bowler. You know, when you think of the spinners that have had in the past, like Hasaranga, those sort of guys,
Certainly.
and they still never won the championship. So I think there's a lot of I look at the RCB side, and I agree with Kohli. I think Kohli, if you look at him in isolation, yes, possibly he could go a bit faster, especially at the end of the innings when he's batted 14 overs. It seems to be always the pressure of the batsman coming in. But if you look at the last 2 years, you know, you've got effectively a 40-year-old skipper that's probably overachieved in the last 2 years with the bat, and Kohli. Take them two out of the last 2 years of RCB batting. There's nothing else there. There's nothing else there at all. The middle order is a disgrace, and the bowling at the moment, I mean, the bowling looks just woeful, absolutely woeful. So I think RCB's problems are a lot broader than Virat Kohli. And I think you've got to look back. You think you've got to be a little bit respectful. I mean, if you look go back to 2016, Kohli scored nearly 1,000 runs in the IPL. I mean, that record, no one's even got close to that record. So to answer your question, there are teams playing a different brand of cricket. RCB are going to struggle. They're not going to make the playoffs, but I don't think that Virat Kohli is their main problem.
Ben, I mean, this is the perverse nature of betting. We're talking about Virat Kohli costing Bangalore. It means his presence in the side means that they're a good lay bet, they're a good team to oppose. But perversely, Kohli playing for himself, if you like, is a great top run scorer bet. He's extremely reliable on the betting markets to score runs. We like a guy who accumulates, plays for himself, takes no risks. At one expert go 3.2, he top scores in this game against Rajasthan Royals. He wins just shy of 30% at the time. David Warner, another one, doesn't take huge risks, winning 42% of the time. A few more ticks on Kohli and he'd be value, wouldn't he?
He is, and I'm with you on this. I think he's a very selfish player. I always have, and I don't think I think he does put too much pressure on players further up the order. Now, you know, we are talking. John mentioned 2016, but you know, we're talking 8 years ago now, and they didn't win. You know, there's only twice that the top run scorer and the team winning the championship have been the same, and if you look at it. Sure, his strike rate, his average is consistently up there with the winners. So I think he'll win the Orange Cap this year. I have no doubt about that. But that doesn't matter in terms of you're a team, you're supposed to be winning titles. And I don't think RCB actually really does care about winning titles. This is about marketing. This is about putting shirts on people's backs. This is about getting the crowd there. You know, the crowd, I mean, the other day that the man of the match was Virat Kohli. He was scoring at less than run a ball for the majority of his innings, and the crowd decided he's the man of the match. Not even close. But he put so much pressure on that side. So I do think there's an issue. I think they need to switch his order. He needs to come in. If I compare him to the likes of an MS Dhoni, who I think I rate so highly as a leader, he's not captain this year, but as a leader, I don't think. I think players who play for a team, captains who play for a team, and leaders who play for a team, I think they look at it and go, you know what? I shouldn't be in that position. I should let someone who can actually have a crack at this and get that strike rate up. I can come in later because I can score those boundaries and we can try and win the game. Virat's never going to do that. The World Cup last year, I know I'm ranting a bit. The World Cup last year, India Australia, he scored his 50, and this to me was the problem. He gets his 50 and then he gets out straight away. And India didn't lose just because of Virat Kohli, but he was a major influence on them losing that game. He put too much scoreboard pressure for other batsmen to come and perform, and they simply couldn't do it. Here is a guy that is just for himself. Having said that, betting for him being the tops run scorer for RCB for every game this year is probably a good shout. And him getting orange cap is probably going to happen. It's great odds on him getting orange cap. They're around sevens and eights in a lot of bookies. So as an individual player, go for it. But RCB's not going to win a title with him there.
Yeah, I mean, this is about emotion, dealing with the emotions. Totally love to hate. Great way to play. Great way to make money on Coley's peccadilloes. Let's put it that way. Royals 1.74 with one expert and Bangalore 2.2. Easy win for Rajasthan, surely, Manish. I'm teasing you. We're ganging up on Manish. I'm putting a stop to it
now. That's okay.
What's your bet? I want very, very quickly now because we're short on time. Bet of the game, Manish, for you.
Yeah, so I agree with you. I think Rajasthan Royals have a very good chance. Their bowling is excellent so far. I think probably the best in the tournament so far. So yes, given the lack of batting that RCB is doing and the good bowling that RR is bowling, I think RR have a great chance. I found this bet where it says first 6 overs, 47 to 51 at 6.95. In the last 4 matches, RCB have scored 42, 50, 61 and 48 there and thereabouts. So I think that's a good bet to have. And I'll go with that.
Oh, great. This is the hat trick, the best bets for IPL. John Wright, what's your best bet for Royals v Bangalore?
Yeah, Royals win the game. They win the game quite convincingly. I think 174 is a bet. I agree with Manish. I think their bowling is the probably the best in the tournament. You know, especially if Sandeep Sharma's back. He missed the last game. If he comes back, I think their all-round bowling attack is superb. The balance of it is fantastic. You've got Bowl, you've got Berger, you've got Sandeep Sharma, you've got the two spinners. It's just brilliant. I mean, if Jaiswal and Butler start getting runs, I mean, I think this team's got title potential, I really do. I just think they'll win the game. So that'll be my bet. The Royals to win the game at 1.74.
Ben's back in Kohli to top score, right?
Yeah, hey, take that one. For me, the one that stood out was Bolt and Chahal, 1.5 wickets each, 3.8. I quite like that one. But I think Royals should win. But having said that, we thought CSK would win the other day, and look what happened.
Yeah.
Nice banana skin for us. Skin. Yeah, but that one, I think, is 3.8 is good for that, to 1.5 wickets each. So.
And Gujarat versus Punjab. Check out cricket-betting for your cricket betting needs, please. More superstars to scrutinise as the Mumbai Indians take on Delhi Capitals on Sunday. Mumbai Indians, 3 straight losses. Another franchise with big problems. One expert go 1.64, MIV 2.2. Delhi, a lot to unpick there. I want to come to you, John, on Rohit. Win rate on top bat in the last 2 years, an incredible 9%. A man who has one of the best reputations, but one of the poorest records. A bigger fraud than Kohli. Oh, we've gone back to the Kohli debate. Are we talking about hype and marketing, John, with these guys? Another watershed moment in IPL. These big names just aren't performers.
First of all, with the Ambani family, there's so much going on at MI. I mean, the fact that they brought Hardik back after his 2-year hiatus at Gujarat, and they made him captain. I think him being captain was definitely in the terms, whatever people say on Twitter, I think him being captain was definitely in the terms of him coming back. So Rohit's nose was out of joint. So there's a lot going on there, and they've got off to a slow start. But then again, they got off to a slow start in 2022, if you remember, when Rohit was captain. I think they lost their first 4 or 5 games. So this is not unusual to MI. I just think that MI at the moment, they'll come good. And I think the fact that Sky will probably be fit for this next game against DC, I think he'll make a massive difference. He'll slot in at 3 against the man. I think Tilak Varma is probably one of the best batters of the tournament. Bear in mind, he's been playing in a poor MI side over the last 2 years. I think he's been one of the standouts. He gets on with it as soon as he comes to the wicket. So I think there's a lot to like about MI. The Hardik thing, I think Hardik's got a heart of a lion. And I think he's very, very arrogant. And I think he'll see this through. I'm not saying that MI will win it, but I think they'll probably sneak into the playoffs. So I think he'll come to Rohit for me. Yeah, it's his last season. I think he stays, and I can see him getting runs for the remainder of the tournament.
All right, Ben, Rohit's record for you? Does that put you off winning just 9% of the time? Any specials that catch your eye? Do we short his runs? Anything like
Yeah.
that?
Yeah, I would avoid him at the moment. I mean, he's at 4.33 for the top batsman, and that's just not high enough. I would go to the likes of a Warner and Mitch Marsh. I mean, they're opening, they're looking at scoring runs quickly. David Warner's one of those annoying players that fails, and then goes and puts 100 on quickly. Yeah, Sharma for me, I would avoid anything at the moment. Mumbai, they should win the game. They probably won't. They'll probably lose the first four or five, and as you say, they'll get into the and they'll squeeze into the final, and it'll be a close match against CSK. But for me, a bit of a disaster at the moment. Why? But they will come good. But for me, the odds that stood out for me was David Warner at 3.25 and Mitch Marsh at 4.5.
There's love for Mumbai. I think they're going to come good. I think Mumbai are finished. The season is over for them. Manish, Hardik Pandya actually wins 18% of the time. Top bat, so one expert 5.5 for top run score is absolutely fair. There's a bigger story with him. What's going on, Manish? Poor captaincy. Even the home crowd are booing him. A third big India star being overhyped, question?
Yeah, I would say the only one in today's discussion. And the high win batting percentage is mainly because of the good seasons that he had had with Gujarat Titans. My only concern with him is he's always injured. Right now, he has no fan support. MI lost 3-3. And suddenly, he looks like a poor skip. With GD, he took them to finals in both occasions, winning once. So, I read this somewhere. You don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. And whatever is happening at MI at systemic level clearly isn't helping. But I don't think missing him from the World Cup squad is going to be such a big deal anyway. So I don't think he's that big a superstar for MI or for India for that matter.
No, Manish finally twists the knife into one of these players. Good. I want best bets now for this game. Mumbai Indians versus Delhi. I think Mumbai at 1.64 is a really terrible value bet. Let's go to John. What do you got?
I think Mumbai win the game. I think Delhi bowling attack is awful. I mean, you've got to remember they went for 277 against the KKR. He tried, I mean, Rishabh Pant tried seven bowlers. They all went round the park. I think Mumbai win the game. And I think Sky coming back into this side will ignite them. I think they'll win the game. I think they'll win the game quite convincingly. I think so. I mean, I think Delhi are a poor side. I know they've won the one game, but there's, you know, bringing Prithvi Shaw to open up with Warner for me just doesn't make any sense. You know, and then after Marsh and Pant, there's not a lot to come, and the bowling is moderate. I still think they're one of the worst sides in the event. So for me, Mumbai win this. They get on the horse and they start winning. So 1.64 Mumbai to win the game for me.
Ben, your best bet?
I'm going to quickly say that we're talking about the two bowling sides who have carted 270 runs each, Delhi and Mumbai. So not just Delhi.
Yeah.
It's the matchup of the worst bowling in the IPL so far. David Warner for me, he's at 3.25 for 50. I think that's a good shout. He's at slightly more, which is actually exactly the same, 3.25 for top bat. I think him getting 50, 3.25 is a good one.
Warner winning about 42% of the time on top bat. Our last 2 years, and including this tournament. Manish, what's your best bet?
I like the one where it says Rohit Sharma and David Warner both hitting at least 1.6 for 2.25. So if somebody likes it, they can go for it. But the one that I'm going to go for is Jasprit Bumrah to take more than one wicket at 2.25. I think he's due. He's one of the best IPL bowlers and international bowlers. And I think he just hasn't clicked so far. So this might be his day.
One expert price is that. So is that more than two wickets?
More than one wicket.
More than one wicket, okay.
At 2.25, yeah.
Okay, these are 1x bet prices. Ben is minus 4.48 across the shows so far. It's not just IPL, PL figures. Manish minus 4.95, John minus 5.15. We update those as we go. More IPL betting previews next week. On the hat trick, check out cricket-betting.com for all your IPL betting goods that you require. As I said, we're back again next week. What happens in the IPL? In the meantime, loads of great value out there. We'll see you then.